Hello. It's Monday, and this is when I should... This is me turning off the air purifier that I leave on when I go to sleep, just for the white noise. It is Monday. I am here in Brooklyn. I'm doing the audio only like I oughta. I'm coming to work today for you. That's not true. I just remembered to do this just now. I didn't set an alarm or anything. Or have it in the calendar, which is probably going to have to change coming up. I might have to become more business-like about this thing that I would like to become a business. I think what drove me to turn this on is the thought about this whole streaming thing. So, it's just, like, hard. From what I see, it's hard to gain an audience in streaming. I'm trying to think in Twitch. Like, I must have streamed in Twitch more than I ever have. And I couldn't have been seen by more than 10 people. I would say not more than 10 people had come into the room, peeked and left. In all the time that I've streamed on Twitch in the past few months. Really, the same goes for a lot of networks. A lot of these networks where you're supposed to live stream, let's say, like I said, Twitch, YouTube, the rates on there are horrible. They're terrible. And a lot of that is because I just don't have the followers. And how do you get the followers? I've thought about this all day and all the night. My idea with really expanding a follower base has to do with, like, injecting yourself into user groups. But the amount of time this takes is insane. If, let's say you're streaming Among Us, you want to go to every Among Us user group and try to plug your stuff there, that idea is insane. You wouldn't be able to do that. My alternative to all that, this is my, I'm not going to call it a foolproof method, but this is just what I'm going to try for now. I've been watching Hassan Abi on Twitch. You can check him out. He has something like 30,000 people watching him at a given time on Twitch. And now I'm one of those people. I'm hooked on Hassan Abi because he just pretty much... Like yesterday, he was doing a live episode, and he ended up watching the episode of SNL that I had just watched that morning. He ended up talking about the election news, which I was interested in, coronavirus information, things like that, talking about things with different government officials, stuff that I would want to brush up on anyway, whatever. I forget what the fucking point of me saying all that was. But the point is, I like Hassan Abi, and the guy streams from about 2 p.m. my time to, I don't know, because I went to sleep. I went to bed around 9:30 because I was tired. So he went till after that. And I'm like, this guy who has 30,000 followers on him isn't doing like some quick live thing. Like, hey, quick live, you know, on Halloween, he did... what amount of time did I mention? About six to 8 hours, maybe 10. And the day after Halloween, 6 to 8 hours, maybe 10. So, what that says to me clearly is that, also, you know, just keep an eye on Twitch. Because I think the thing about Twitch is not that, hey, come here to stream because it's a great place to stream because you'll gain an audience quickly on here. I don't think that's true at all. But I think... Twitch is probably the best place to maybe support your audience. My idea is just the simulcast. This is rambling all over the place. Maybe it's not. Maybe a lot of people are keeping track of it and are taking notes on how they can start their own live streaming things. Because I think a lot of people are going to fail. I think that's why it's useful that I provide this information. If anyone, I think live streaming is utterly important to the future of entertainment, technology, education, and information. And that anyone wishing to establish a brand in late 2020, 2021, is going to have a hard time competing with all those other people desperately trying to do the same in the midst of a pandemic we just can't figure out socially and politically. So, simulcasting, right? So, numbers on YouTube are shit. Numbers on Facebook Live, let's say, are shit. Numbers on Twitch are shit. You combine those shitty numbers together, you get a halfway sort of kind of maybe almost decent number. And that brings me into our first tool that I'll be mentioning. I think I'll also put this in the description. The first tool is Restream. I think the website might be restream.io. I'm not sure, but if you Google this, you'll find it. Restream is a streaming redirect app. So what you can do is put a stream key in OBS and stream to this program, and it'll split your stream up. They have a studio app in there, so you can actually use a webcam if you want, but I haven't used that. I use OBS, and that's what I'm going to advise you to use. Go through Restream. You can go to YouTube, Twitch, Facebook. I think you can do a custom RTMP, but you can go to like five solid networks. Really, the ones I want to concentrate on, excuse me, are the Twitch, Periscope was one I didn't mention, the Twitch, Periscope, YouTube, and the Facebook Live, like the big standard 16x9 rectangle sites. And I think that on those sites, since those are dedicated live streaming sites, you know, with live stream save options and things like that, you're going to find more of a streaming audience. But I think that streaming audience is already going to be in someone else's yard, if you will. So getting them over is going to take time and consistency. And this most important element, this is probably the clutchest thing I found out in 2020, just about social media marketing. The fact that, like, if you want to grow on Twitch, you don't grow on Twitch. You grow on other networks where it's easier for you to go, and you tell people to go to Twitch. And, you know, 2020 taught me that by just watching girls, which I talk about all the time. Oh, I, you know, take strategy from sex workers and VSCO girls, e-thoughts, because it's like everybody has titties, everybody has boobies, eyes, lips, and all those things that people are clicking on. But somehow certain girls are able to differentiate themselves from others and dominate in their field and clearly make a dollar, get sponsorships, all that kind of stuff. How do you do that? I don't know. But part of it is giving people what they want in a space that's getting... Let me not give any examples. Let me tell you what I'm going to do. And then you can infer what you're going to do from that, I guess. I have a program. Okay, second tool. I have a program called Lula TV, which I may have mentioned before. And this has the unique ability to live stream for about $20 a month. You can live stream to all those networks I mentioned before. Most of those networks I mentioned before is standards like YouTube, Facebook Live, Twitch, and things like that. But very importantly, the TikTok and the Instagram. Also, Live Me. I think it's Live Me or Live Up. And there's another, you know, really these off-brand live network sites are the equivalent of like you being able to buy brownstones 10 years ago. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, buy a brownstone now, bitch. Like, I'm buying up user... I was on Live Me for a while, dedicated on Live Me, playing on Live Me every day. And I did pick up a good audience from Live Me. And when I talk about good audience, I mean, people who are actually interested in you and keep coming back every day. This is like what you need. We deal so much, I think, in these massive numbers. Like, I need 10,000 new followers. Yes, you need 10,000 new followers, but you more need 20 new really dedicated fans. Because that is noise. That is noise to get 20 new really dedicated fans. And how do you do that? How do you do that when you're like no one, nowhere, not being heard? This simultaneous be everywhere on every social media channel thing. When you think about the numbers of like how many people are on their phones at an individual moment, it becomes quite like, buh? Okay, so let me put it to you this way. Everyone is on their phones right now, or will be on their phones in the next 5 to 10 minutes. Where they're on their phones is where you need to be. Like, if you could get in their text messages, you need to get in their text messages. This sounds very marketery and very insidious, but this is how companies have always thought. And for us as private business people to not think this way probably has something to do with the level of property ownership in America. You know what I mean? We're just a working class type of people. We're not thinking about being business owners and stuff like that and having capital and owning things and creating businesses and stuff. But I think this is the land of like Steve Jobs and Bill Gates and the Facebook guy. This is a job of people like who create really big, interesting ideas that sometimes go incredibly wrong and chaotic. So it's all about community. Hassan Abi mentioned that yesterday in his stream. He's like, people don't come for you. They don't stay for you. They may come to check you out or whatever you're talking about, whatever you're doing at that moment. But egoically, I don't think people come because they're like, oh, I love this person so much. I think they come for the community. Hassan said that. And I think when you provide a chat, which is what Restream does, Restream allows you to put a visible chat in your stream through OBS. Or maybe they have it in their studio also. That might be crazy. I should check that out. But Restream allows you to put the visible chat there. What I do is I take that Restream chat, put it in OBS, because if people can see that you're on all these social networks at once, then they can and that they can talk to the other people in other social networks, see their messages pop up on screen, you know, a minute or two later, because there's like some lag. Then you start creating a basis for this community hub, the thread. In a sense, the 4chan becomes your live stream. But here's the thing with it. It can't be just like, oh, I'm going live now. And this is like sort of, I think everyone's using Instagram, and this is sort of the Instagram mentality. I think they cut you off after an hour, which is my problem with Lula and why I had to find a separate service. So I have those main services going through Restream, and I have the secondary services like Instagram and TikTok going through Lula, because those seem to kick you off after an hour, or something having to do with Lula TV streaming limits, which maybe I'll message them about that. But I think that's actually just the gram kicking you off after an hour. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go live from 10 p.m. I don't know how long I'm going to go live. A long time. 2 to 10? 2 to 8? 2 to do. 1 to something? Long time. Like, every day from now on. Because number one, I'm bored. No, I'm not that bored. It's just that I know that this can work, and seeing, and you know, I've watched Hassan Abi for hours, and I'm like, this guy isn't that interesting, so there must be something to this thing. And I remember when I first started busking, it seemed pretty dumb. It seemed like pretty much that I was flapping in the wind waiting for someone to notice me, and that's kind of where I'm back at now with the whole streaming thing. When I'm live in all these networks, it's fairly alone feeling. But I think I can rock that for a while. And I think that things will grow. Because this is so interesting to me to think about how to make this work. It's so interesting to me to, like, think about this place that I was in. Where did I first, you know, first starting to streaming on Instagram every day, doing a live thing and interacting with people like that, and then going to LiveMe, and then going to myown.com, and then now trying this multicast thing. And I'm just curious to see, like, how much further I will go. But I think that in my head, I'm saying, like, why not go all the way towards a full production? And when I see that, oh, Hassan Abi's doing, like, a 10-hour stream or whatever he's doing every day, it's like, yeah, I should do a full thing. Although, like, it was a big deal for me to say, like, every day at Thursdays, I'm going to do it. Every day Thursdays at 6:30, I'm going to do this thing. Although Thursdays at 6:30 now to me seems, like, late to start. Seems like I'm waiting around all day to start streaming. So the idea of doing it 2 to something makes more sense. And mostly, I think the thing is to just hang out. If you're streaming, like, not be boring and do nothing. But, like, let's say I could be doing this current task, which is recording a podcast. I could be doing that on a live stream, which would, I don't know if it'd be interesting, maybe something. And that's the realm we live in, the internet. We're creating content. Well, I think that's the idea, basically, that there's it's content that we're creating, not like laughs and tears and happiness nonstop, but like content, information, you know. Check out Restream, check out Lula. I think live streaming is I've said this so many times, haven't I? I don't know. Live streaming is going to be a really big thing. It already is a big, really big thing. I think Instagram has been playing around with live streaming a lot. So I'm curious about what Instagram is going to do. But I kind of feel like they're trying to keep up with Snapchat and TikTok. And there's a lot of people on Facebook Watch, so I don't know, but not that many people go live on Instagram, and not that many people go live with anything produced, so like Instagram remains, and TikTok remain great platforms for redirecting your traffic, because TikTok is not, like, if you're on TikTok for 3 hours, you're looking for something, you know? Like, TikTok isn't, like, a resting place. You go, I think you go, or you could be on TikTok all day, but, like, you're on there all day, like, looking for something specific. I think you got to take advantage of the fact that people doom scroll through TikTok by providing, like, really impressive content. Most of the content on TikTok is just, like, you know, very much the same as the content right above it. And so by producing anything of quality and then pointing toward a larger happening is a good idea. But I think it's more so than the post. I think that going live is profitable, because I've just gone live on TikTok a lot over the past week or two, and you can just see that people come in and they look, and that's so valuable. Like, if you can, I've gotten lots of people to watch on TikTok and Instagram. It's like astounding, the number of people that will watch you live on TikTok and Instagram versus the number of people that will watch you live on other social media networks is, like, really weird. And it just has to do with the way the algorithm pushes things. Like, there's not as many live streamers on TikTok for you to compete with. And it's not even a platform based on that. So, you can really kick ass on there.
So I'm going to do that today. This is going to be more like kind of a laid back day, but not really. I'm just going to set up the stream and see how it goes. So the stream will start at 2. I'm thinking to end around 8. Might go till 10. And I have to get like, actually, I'm saying like, I have to get like this. I don't have to get anything together. I'm trying to make it like really low rent, because I know I'll increase it over time. Like, increase like the quality of how everything looks and how everything fits together. But if I put too much work into that right off the bat, I'll miss out on like actually, just kind of sitting. So at 2, I'm just going to sit and, I'm going to play guitar. I'm going to kind of do what I would normally do. Just like watch stuff, maybe play a game, work on some music. I had an idea for 1-minute songs on TikTok. So working on that on a live. So this is like probably the most important thing. And the biggest reason why I'm going to do a long 2-10 podcast, 2-10 stream from now on. Just by being on air that long, I'm going to be successful. Like, I don't need to, this is what I realized by watching people, by really, like, seeing what's going on over Twitch. Like, it stopped seeming so mysterious to me. These people are just, like, it's like, the great equalizer, I think, is that time and engagement. Like, I see Pokimane, who's, like, a popular, like, internet-y name, and you have to be on. You have to be on there. So I'm going to be on for a long time. And yeah, because if you're on, then you're being shown to people, and then people are coming into your room. It doesn't necessarily mean that you can sit there and just be like, "Durr." But there's, excuse me. It's kind of like how Live Me worked, really. I remember when I was doing Live Me, like, you just catch different heats. And if you, the more often you do it, the more often people see you. It's kind of basic, so I don't know why. I don't know if it's really that enlightening for me to repeat that over and over. And considering most of my audience isn't going to stream or post anything much, then I don't know if it's helping you. Maybe it'll help you sometime in the future. Maybe it'll go deep, deep into your subconscious, and at some point you'll be like, I want to start a small business. And you'll be like, you know what? Why don't I try this idea? It's the audio only. Okay, so wrapping up. Restream and Lula TV for your live streams. Use OBS. Stay on for long, long times. Build a community. And that's pretty much it. Kind of reminds me of when I first start going busking, and then you start seeing the same people over and over. Hey, it's you again. Hey, good to see you again. And it's just creating that. And that builds on itself. Familiarity. When I think of it, even though, let's say, like, on my individual podcast episodes, the numbers haven't gone up drastically, but I am doing more podcasts than ever, so my numbers overall are up. So it means that there's a consistent number of people watching. It isn't many people. Like, there's times where I posted, let's say, a podcast that's like, fuck white people, and it gets like a bunch of hits. And then, like, maybe I won't post for a while or something like that. This is, like, a consistent, like, people are like, all right, I'll tune in. Let's give this a listen for a little bit. Also, this is varying quality. This is just, I just picked up the phone. You don't care. You're just listening. Well, thank you for listening. I think that's all I had to say. I just like to talk through ideas. And this helps. All right. Bye.